1275.
Okay, there it goes. Can you hear me? This is Block 1235.
I can. What's going on? Where are you?
I am on Burnside and, let's see, where are we at? Second. So, there's a homeless man walking up the sidewalk. I ordered one passenger, closed the doors, went to pull away, and he throws something at the bus and hits the bus. It's pretty loud, obviously. And then he starts yelling, screaming how he wants to get on the bus. I'm like, no, not after you're banging on the bus. And so he swings this bag, which is full of something heavy, and smashes my window on the door and starts yanking on the doors, yanking on the bus, calling me motherfucker. He wants on the bus. And I told him, I said, that's it, I'm calling the police. And he's wandered down the sidewalk somewhere. But meanwhile, I have a shattered front door.
Can you describe what he looks like?
Yep, he's a black male, skinny, I would say probably 40s, kind of missing one or two front teeth. He's wearing a red hoodie sweater and black pants, like black sweatpants.
You said a red sweater or sweatshirt and black pants?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I copy. And which way from your bus, which direction did he walk?
Now he's in front of my bus throwing food at my windshield, and he's standing right here in the corner, and there's a cop sitting here doing nothing.
My partner's actually on the phone with 911 right now, so we're going to get you some help, and we're going to get somebody over there for your door. Just keep your doors closed for me, and we're, like I said, we'll get you taken care of, especially if he stays there, which is kind of a good thing, because then he can get talked to by the police.
Police officer noticed him because when he started throwing food at my windshield and stuff, the police officer picked up his little walkie thing and started talking to somebody and rolled down his window.
Hopefully he'll come over to your bus here in a minute. What's he doing now? Is he still in front of your bus?
No, he's standing on the side of the road now, groping himself and spitting on the bus and cussing at profanity and groping himself some more.
And can you describe his hair? Is his hair kind of short?
Yeah, he has, it's definitely short. It's salt and pepper. He has a kind of a scruffy beard. I would say he's probably 6 foot, actually. Probably maybe a little taller than 6 foot. He has no shoes on. He has black and white socks on. Like I said, black sweatpants and a red hoodie sweater with white writing on the front and back.
Oh, man, you know what? He sounds like a person that we dealt with the other day at Jantha Beach. Hold on. Okay, so no shoes that, let's see. And you said salt and pepper hair, correct? And a scruffy beard?
Yep, and he has, like, messed up teeth where he's missing one or two of his teeth.
Okay, I copy. Like I said, 911 should be there anytime. Hopefully it would be nice if the cop that's across the street from you comes over to you.
All right, copy.